Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1511, air date October 30th, 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan Shea. I'm the proud leader and leader of the state of Texas, the great state of Texas, in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. Glad you are all here today. Today, we're excited to bring you a citizens discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from the great state of Texas.
Woohoo!
Welcome to all of our amazing participants, Michael, Sophia, Stephen, and Omar. Glad you guys are all here. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites. This isn't about celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from around the world and today from the wonderful state of Texas. All right, we're going to start off with Michael. Can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
My name is Michael Bacon. Everyone say, oh, I love bacon. Okay, whatever. But I live in Abilene, Texas. Originally, I'm a native Texan, a vanishing breed, originally from East Texas. But today, at this moment, I'm living in Abilene, Texas. Now I'm retired. Yeah, I'm one of the old guys. And I always wondered, well, what was I going to do during retirement? And now you see me, you see what I do when I got the time and dealing with the everyday life and distraction. So I'm excited about, you know, being part of the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. I may not show excitement. I may not say things, but sometimes there's a little switch in me and I go really haywire and radical. So I'll try to keep it, you know, calm and try to be direct and clear. But it is a lot of fun doing this, and you have to find within yourself know what it takes to because you're going to deal with a multitude of people, attitudes, and the key is not to be intimidated. Oh yeah, the people will try to intimidate you, but I really love this, and I say we'll win.
Cool.
So that's a little bit about me.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Abilene is just a little west of Dallas, probably 2 hours from Fort Worth. So Michael has regularly traveled into DFW to do the good bidding and to do this good work. So I appreciate everything that you've done, and we can expand on that in the next question. But next up, Sophia, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
I'm from Austin, Texas, and I'm always on my computer working for, you know, doing contract jobs or doing like anything with the computer that can be done that other people can't do. But so I'm from Austin, Texas, and being on the computer, I noticed one of Dr. Shiva's videos, so I immediately put my name down for volunteer. And I think, Ryan, I think you called me to start up with the elector. And I said that what could it hurt? It's not going to hurt anything. So I did. And in my journey, I got collectively four more people to be electors for Dr. Shiva in the state of Texas. And then, to my knowledge, I have one more person that's going to write in Dr. Shiva this election. So, and my journey is like, I print like these flyers, you know, his policies. This is the best thing. his policies, you print it, you give it to the people, because it straight up talks. It straight up tells you what it is. And it just, it's a lot of hope for a lot of people that feel like they're politically homeless, but it's not about being politicized with any party. It's about knowing the truth and feeling the empowerment in yourself. So, and I remember Ryan, when we went to go turn in the electors at the state of Secretary of State, we stayed there all day. So it was pretty awesome, pretty good journey to just, I felt like I was fighting a battle in the deep dish of Austin, Texas with the Secretary of State, which, yeah, they're not good people.
All right. Thank you, Sophia. I appreciate it. Yeah, you've been a tireless worker here in the past few months, so I appreciate that. Next up, Stephen, can you share your journey with us, who you are and where you're from?
Hey, everybody. My name is Stephen Martinez. I'm a proud father of two kids and have a beautiful wife. I was born here in Dallas, Texas, but raised in Arlington. And I'm a first generation Salvadorian. My mom fled her country, her Civil War torn country, so I could have a better life. Mm-hmm. So what I do for work is I'm a project manager for a steel erection company. And before that, I was a steel detailer, and I did that for 17 years. And I always loved what I do. Luckily, I was able to work on a computer and just find videos of what I like to see. And I saw Dr. Shiva, and everything he said resonated with me. And that's how I got started in the movement. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Thank you, Stephen. And yeah, your story and your journey about your mom is, I think, probably similar to most people, how our ancestors came here. So I appreciate you sharing that and being a part of our movement and being active. And I'm sure you'll share a little bit about this past weekend where we all got together. Next up, Omar, can you share with us your journey, who you are and where you're from?
Absolutely. So I'm currently live in Bandera, Texas. I was born in South Texas in a town called Carrizo Springs, but closer to the border of Mexico and Texas. My journey has led me, obviously, you know, you grow up in a small town, have a small town mentality. And you, once you get of age, age being 18, once you're done with high school, you kind of want to venture out and see the world, right? So I ventured out, went into the college with the goal to become a dietitian and then a goal to become a nutritionist. That led me into, you know, that realm of my life. And then I went into a break from college one summer, and a friend of mine said, hey, why don't you come work with me? And I went into the power line construction industry and became a journeyman lineman and stayed there. I've been working in this trade since 1995. And so I've always been into health, and that's how I stumbled on to Dr. Shiva. And it was back maybe about 4 years ago. He was talking about the immune system, and me being a person who went to school for it and studied the immune system, I was really fascinated and intrigued on what he was showing in the video. I mean, he went down to the molecular level, which I never was educated on. You know, I my education came from labs and from documents and those type of things. And it never really explained what he was explaining. So that caught my eye. And that's how I was introduced to Dr. Shiva.
Cool. Thank you, Omar. Thank you. And I'm just going to share a little bit about myself here, you guys. I'm originally from Council Bluffs, Iowa. Then I went off to college in La Crosse, Wisconsin, played college soccer there, got a degree, and then ended up being an assistant soccer coach at the University of Memphis. And I was there for 4 years, got a master's degree from that school. And then I became the head coach of a D3 school up in Sherman, Texas. And that's how I ended up here in North Texas. And then from there, I got, I had started having kids, had my, my oldest daughter, Chloe, and my son, Charles. And then, so Charles is 14 now, and, Finnegan, my 7-year-old, is 7. So heard Stephen say that he's a proud dad, and so am I. It's probably, if not the greatest blessing that's ever, one, if not the most, the greatest blessing. And here's one of the things I'm going to share this, card here on the back. It talks about the cost of living going up and lifespan going down. And it's one of the things with Dr. Shiva, you know, with this whole lifespan thing, and he would share about how our kids are going to die before us. And when I heard him say that, for me, it was very personal, because my oldest daughter, Chloe, it was 14 years ago, she had cancer around this time, and she ended up passing away just before her 4-year birthday. So this whole lifespan thing going down, it's not fantasy, it's not fake, it's not some hyperbole, it's not some theory, it's real for me. And so when I would hear him talk about that, and it made me think about my daughter and everything that I do in this leadership and for you guys and for this movement, that movement for me has to do with my daughter. And it also has to do with the understanding that Dr. Shiva has brought to my awareness about how this swarm, you know, affects us. So I'll stop there, and that's, I'll just share my journey there and move on and go to the next question. And Michael, how did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? So how did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this? So go ahead, Michael.
Well, I've kind of always been a little political, or as my dad would say, radical, and we argued and disagreed. We could never agree about politics or politicians, because I growing up as from a very small town in East Texas, I could see this stuff. I didn't have the picture. I'm kind of like Omar, a very small town, whopping population, 2,500 people, and you're kind of like you're stuck in this little glass, and I wanted to get out. So after getting out, going to tech school, started to work, and I really believe in voting. I really thought I was doing something, but as time go on, you see things like, why are we doing this? Why don't they tell the truth? I start realizing that, and I would meet people, and we would have this commonality, but you know, nothing would happen. And I'm always looking when the election season come around, especially when we're doing the U.S. Senate and presidential, I'm always looking. And I was playing this with that many Republicans, that many Democrats. And the thing that would just chaff me more than anything is you have supposedly a Republican state or Republican Senate in Texas, but you're going to put Democrats in charge of stuff and they block everything. Oh, see, you're full of it. So that's what got me started. And I ran across Dr. Shiva. I was just looking at political stuff when he ran for the U.S. Senate, because I had read and found out about he ran against Elizabeth Warren, because she was portraying herself as an Indian, and then coming forward how they stole the election from him. And I started sending, you know, donations. They probably got my information, which didn't bother me. And then from that point, I started watching more and more of his videos. I'm like, why don't all these politicians talk like that? And it really just kind of lit a fire. And my wife said, well, you need to be careful. You need to be careful. I'm like, I don't want to say it. Hell, I don't care. I'm at this age now. It's time for a change. And the more I listen to videos and go to the Thursday meeting, And you know, that was my life. Well, she said, well, you got a meeting today, tonight. Well, we got other things to do. But I was just consuming that information. And when he said, if you don't do anything, get the bumper sticker. So I've had that bumper sticker on my vehicle ever since October of last year. And I have it on each vehicle. I'm constantly talking about it. I'm handing out flyers. So it just motivates me to try to wake up people and get them, you know, start thinking for yourself. And not let someone always tell you this is the way it has to be, because that's what they want to do. And I think I need to stop, because I feel an explosion coming on. But it's great, because Dr. Shiva had put all of this stuff together, and it's the truth. You can go and check and find out it's the truth. So why not?
Exactly. Truth, freedom, health. Yeah, Michael, you brought up a good point about the truth, and that's his whole campaign. This is the whole thing. I believe that it's all about truth, freedom, health, and it's resonates with me, and I'm sure it resonates with everyone else. Sophia, next up, how did you first get involved with Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
I think what kind of motivated me was a COVID, when I started, you know, realizing the health, everything's depleting. I used to follow like other doctors and stuff like that. But when I heard Dr. Shiva talk online about your health and just the whole aspect of it, I just stopped listening to those people, because what they said was not logical. It was not, and I'm a very logical person. I don't put feeling into what needs to be done. It just, if it sounds correct and it's a logical aspect of what needs to be done, this is just, it needs to be done. There's no answer. There's no other answer. That's it. And another thing is, the war in Gaza is very bad, and that brought me to where he started saying that, you know, Trump is a Zionist cocksucker, and you know, which is pretty much the truth, you know. So I was kind of like,
not pretty much, it's the truth.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I said, this guy, man. I said, but and I think for like the whole adulthood of my, since I was 18, I pretty much knew about Zionists, and I would study about them, and I'd read a little bit of the Talmud, and it just is not a very pleasant book, you know. So so it resonates with me to where everything's logical. Like America, if you don't see this, it's gonna get bad. And we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to do some kind of, it's going to get ugly before it gets good, but we have to make it good. So all I'm doing is like passing out Shiva flyers and everything else. What's that?
Yeah, I was going to say just the way that we can fight back is we have, what is it, 6, 7 days, 8 days or something before the end of the election. And we have these cards, and see, that's what we've been doing, is we've been handing out these cards to everyone, and we made posters and all these things. So that's the way we can fight. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Sophia. And
another thing, if you want to, like Dr. Shiva says, if you want to say fuck you to the establishment, get your ass up and go write them in. So that way they know, hey, we're not dumb. We need to do this. Just exactly. Write them in.
Good point. And we can keep bringing that up here in the state of Texas. Dr. Shiva is a write-in. You can write him in. There's a little box down at the bottom. If you go into the machines, you just click on it, write in, and you just put his name in there. So that's how that's done. All right. Next up, Stephen. How did you first get involved in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
Well, my journey started 7 years ago when my stepdad passed away from an unexpected heart attack. from overworked and stress. And after that, a year later, my father-in-law passed away from cancer. So I started asking myself, why are people dying so young? And I started doing some research, and I ended up finding natural products like moringa, ashwagandha, sea moss that nobody else would ever talk about. But after I started learning about that, I found a video of Dr. Shiva was spreading the word about all these natural medicines that we can all take and take care of ourselves instead of depending on pharmaceutical drugs. And also the food we eat, it's just not the same as the what we used to eat back, or what people used to eat back in the day. So after finding all that and learning about Dr. Shiva's videos, he inspired me to for the truth, freedom, health saying. He kept repeating that over and over, and I've never heard anyone say that, those three words at the same time together.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate Dr. Shiva always talking about truth, freedom, health. So that led me on to the Get Out of the Plantation course that he has on his vashiva.com website. And that taught me so much that I thought I knew a lot, but just going through those courses made me realize that there's a lot more that we weren't taught and that we need to learn. And not only that, teach them to my kids and my wife, because no one else is going to teach us. No one else is going to save us. We have to save ourselves and learn, because no one's out there to teach us. So that's how I got in this movement. I just got passionate with what he said. He's things that I was learning, and what he said resonated together. And just, you know, I understood what he was saying, and we all need to act, because no one's going to be out there to save us. They always want to have somebody from the top down tell us what to do. We need to start somebody from the bottom up. And that's what this movement's all about.
Yeah. And that's who you are, Stephen. And that's who we all are. We're bottoms up, regular working class people doing the deal. And I'm grateful you brought up the plantation course. It's 20 videos. It's free. It's a great place to start. Well, actually, the best place to start is shattertheswarm.com, which you also mentioned. And if you go watch shatterthesworm.com, you go to type that in, it's up on the screen right now. You can also sign up to take the Get Off the Plantation course. It's 20 free videos, and it'll move you forward then to take the truth, or the Warrior Scholar program, excuse me. So next up, Omar, how did you first get involved with the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and what motivated you to join, and why are you a part of this?
So, you know, going back to what I said earlier, you know, I spoke just in a nutshell of, you know, who I am and where I've come from. You know, I saw the videos of Dr. Shiva on the Cytosol side of things, on the health side of things. And then I kind of just went away. And then I ran into, you know, of course, COVID and all that stuff was going on at that time. And then I ran into his video a couple years later on politics. And just like Stephen mentioned that, you know, he was using truth, freedom, health in the same slogan. And that caught my attention because, you know, as a young kid, I saw my mom help heal people, just like Dr. Shiva with his grandma. My mom used to, you know, grow herbs, show me how to grow them, make teas, you know. Her philosophy was like, take care of yourself so you can stay out of the medical facilities, because we were poor, you know, so we had to take care of ourselves. So that being said, you know, that caught my attention when he used truth, freedom, health. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, so then I jumped back on, and that led me into, you know, the platform where, you know, you get to see the free course. You know, you sign up, it's real easy, sign up, watch a free course, and it blew my mind. And that's why I have my background the way it is, because I thought I was educated. You know, I went through the school programs and went to college and thought I knew stuff. Right. And when I met Dr. Shiva and watching those videos, I was like, whoa, this is inspiring. You know, this is where it needs to be. This is where it needs to be, at the ground level. And, you know, growing up, I've always had the intuition that, you know, something ain't right here, you know, This system needs some type of fixing, but you just couldn't point it out, right? And then, so that's what was inspiring me, you know, to keep going with Dr. Shiva and looking at the videos and getting into the get off the plantation course. And man, that just opened my eyes, you know? And so everywhere I go now, I preach it, you know? I always tell people, get educated, or just stand there and be enslaved then, you know? It's that simple. And some folks, you know, it's kind of weird, because when you do that, you know, in my journey and being a proud member of this movement, you run into folks that, you know, they have that notion that it's too good to be true. But guess what? Truth is that simple. You know, you got to get off that mentality and raise that consciousness, like Dr. Shiva says, right? And when you do that, you know, it's the truth. It's that energy of just saying truth and speaking truth. It touches you. It's just that energy, right? I mean, it's just like any type of word, any kind of vocal that you do, it has frequencies, has energy, and that truth that he speaks, man, that's endless, right? So that's you know, how I got really inspired into this movement.
Awesome. Thank you, Omar. And yeah, I love your background banner there, get educated or be enslaved. And what several other people have been talking about, get off the plantation, you know, and it's something that resonated with me. And I think that we all want to get off the plantation. I'm not interested in slavery. It sucks. Next up, Michael, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? And I know you make a difference, Michael.
Well, basically what I'm doing, the main thing is getting the cards out. I've handed out flyers. I was out trying to get signatures. And, you know, that's kind of a weird thing. People will sign up for something if they'll listen, and they may sign up. But if it seems to be that they have to do some work, I'm not interested. One. The second thing they are looking for, okay, are who's going to fix this? Who's the leader? And I've started telling them, you're the leader. You need to stand up for yourself, and you need to be that individual. So I hand out the cards, and people, you know, sometimes I'm gassing up, people just walk up and start talking to me. I'm like, perfect. And before they leave, I'm handing out cards. That is great to come up with this card. It is great. And I hand it out, and I tell them, the individual, you just look at the barcode, scan that. It would explain why you see inflation going up, lifespan going down, and look what they did. And with the COVID, and there's nobody out there to come rescue you. The whole country. We have to rescue ourselves and then move on. And you're going to get rejection. You're going to get people, oh, I don't know about that. And when I made phone calls, I had many people say, you don't have a snowball in hell winning. And it's what Dr. Shivers says, the lesser of two evils. Well, thinking in a logical approach, the lesser of two evils. That doesn't make sense. It's either two evils or not. And that just sometimes that really pushes me. And right now, like I say, I'm just trying to get out as many cards as I can. I talk to people, you know, and what I also found out in the conversation and putting the cards on the people's doors, and they come up, well, what is this? I take the time and explain, oh, yeah, that's good. I got to check on that. And I have not ran into anyone who might say, I don't see a problem. They say, yeah, it's a problem. We got to fix it. I say, well, view the videos, read, and like Omar says, see, like everyone, get educated. You educate yourself, because that will bring people, the like-mindedness will bring the people that help build the movement. And I can go on and on, but that's kind of what a bill is. Handing out the card, flyers, and I just talk to people. Awesome. I even got my wife to where she even talked, but she still kind of holds back, but I push her. I'll push her.
Well, thank you, Michael. And Michael is one of our lectors here. He's met with me. Michael and I have met several times in person. We had an in-person event here in Dallas. He drove all the way from Abilene, came in here, passed out thousands of cards on that day. So I appreciate you doing that. Sophia, next up, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
I think my role in the Bottoms Up movement is just letting people know about Dr. Shiva and how like-minded people can unite, like at these town halls. Like every time the town hall comes up, I do a lot of work on my computer for people. So anything that comes up with Dr. Shiva town hall meeting or anything, I logically just go ahead and post it on every site that I, know. I post it everywhere. I can't go out there because I'm stuck at my desk, but I literally let people know, hey, this is going on now. And, and like I said, I print out the policy flyer. I think that's better. I print it all out. I print like 10 a day. And so with that, I give them out to people throughout the day, through every day. I print 10 a day and I give the flyer to people, whoever, it doesn't matter. And if I have some left, I'll go around a parking lot and I'll stick it. I'll roll it up the paper and I'll put it inside the car, the handle. Not Teslas, but okay. But yeah, I've just been doing that. And I think it's very important for this movement because of the fact that I have grandkids. I have a daughter. She's so stressed right now because the economy is shit. And like I said, she stood at my door and she was just like at awe because she could not figure out how I paid so much money for so little. And so our economy needs to get better, and that's what I'm going to do in this movement. And Ryan, if you need anything, administrative work done or anything like that, I'm more than welcome to help. Just like you called me to go to the downtown for the electors. I'll do it.
Thank you, Sophia. You've been there. There's no doubt. And we had an in-person event that we just did this past weekend. We went down to New Braunfels, Texas, which is halfway in between Austin and San Antonio. And we passed out over 5,000 cards in a few hours. There was, and I just want to mention a few names of people that were there and that helped. And someone who has been to all of the in-person events that we've done here is Eric Ramos. And he was down there this weekend as well, passing out cards. And Eric has been a super warrior and taking action. Daniel Valencia and his partner were there. Sylvia was also being there and helping. And there was several people that met in person here in Dallas as well. Lauren, who was involved with getting phone calls early on, and Betsy as well. So there's been a lot of people that have been involved and appreciate all the help. So next up, Stephen, what role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? And can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
Most importantly, my big involvement is being an elector for Dr. Shiva. Without us, I believe we wouldn't have been able to get Dr. Shiva in the write-in ballot. So that's one of my main accomplishments. I feel very proud of that. But another thing is getting out of my comfort zone, going out there, meeting people, talking to them, and handing them these cards to say, save yourself. Write in Dr. Shiva, because the cost of living is going up and the lifespan is going down. And I see that. And I, like I said earlier, my stepdad passed away unexpectedly, stressed, overworked. Just like millions and millions of us Americans here are overworked and overstressed for necessities that we all need. We have bills, we have food that's going up, everything is going up. So I like getting out of my comfort zone and talking to people, passing out these cards, letting them know that there is another option. There's Dr. Shiva. He is one of us who started from nothing, and he's made so many accomplishments, just like all of us here. We've all came from nothing, and we have all different type of accomplishments. And I just feel very proud of being in this movement, just spreading the word, talking to my friends, talking to strangers, just and family. Most importantly, teaching my kids, the next generation, that there is other options. There is people out there that really care about us. And also my wife, just having all these messages that I learned from Dr. Shiva, and I get to pass those messages on to other people. And just everybody, please write in Dr. Shiva if you can. When you go out there to vote, write his name in. It's just Dr. Shiva, and you'll have a write-in, and you'll know that you're doing something different. You don't have to be like everyone else. You can be like your own leader. You can be your own person. That's it.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. A couple of things, Stephen, that I want to bring up is Stephen has been to all of our in-person events. Stephen got in the car with me, and we went down to New Braunfels, stayed the night at a friend's house, and got up and passed out all these cards, and then drove back up to Dallas and passed out cards all the way up into Dallas. And we had a really good time, and it's a good way to get to know people, and mm-hmm. and to also know that there's people like us out there, you know. And when you meet in person, you actually see that and feel like, hey, man, we've got people that are supporting. We've got people that are out there doing the work. And so I appreciate everything that you're doing. And just one thing that I want to remind people of, because I'm sure there's people all over the country and all over the world, but in some states, Dr. Shiva is on the ballot. In Texas, he is a write-in. Several of the other states, he's a write-in. But there are some states where he is on the ballot. So just want to remind people of that. Omar, last question. What role do you currently play in the Bottoms Up movement? Can you tell us about your accomplishments and how you're making a difference?
So number one accomplishment is being a member of this movement, right? Second is being the elector, one of the electors in Texas. And my current contributing to this movement is handing out the flyers. Like Sophia mentioned, I have printed the policies. I have printed several different flyers, and I have handed out a bunch of cards. My goal is to get it in everyone's face, no matter where you go. You're going to find that card. Exactly. Thank you, Stephen, for printing those out. I went out and bought those corrugated plastic sheets, and we created those signs. In fact, the ones that I took home back to San Antonio, I went ahead and they're sitting somewhere. They're sitting out there on a rail at a very busy intersection in two locations in San Antonio so that everyone can see that. But that's what I've been doing, Ryan. But like again, I'm gonna emphasize that I want this card and these policies and whatever we can get out there in everyone's face, no matter where they go. I mean, yeah. You go to a public restroom, you're going to find a card, because guess what? I went in there and I put one on there. I put cards there, down grocery aisles, whatever have you, right? You know, I've also been talking to a lot of folks when I have the opportunity, because I travel all through, because of my job, I travel throughout the state of Texas. And I've also been in other states. So I'm spreading the word, you know, I'm taking action. And also, I want to state also in this movement and what I'm doing, Dr. Shiva gave us the tools. Yeah. You know, what more can you ask for, right? He's done the work. We owe it to ourselves, to him, to this movement, to do it. Get up and do it.
Amen.
There ain't no other way. And guess what, folks? I'm here. I'm like that sticker. I'm like that splinter in your foot that you can't pull out. I'm there. I'm not going away. I'm going to get this in your face. I don't care how long it's going to take me. You know?
Awesome. Awesome. So, Omar, thank you so much. It's super inspiring. I appreciate all your guys' commitment, everyone's commitment to this program. I know Dr. Shiva appreciates it. I appreciate it. I'm sure I know our families appreciate it. And even the people that don't even know they appreciate it, I'm telling you, they appreciate it. There's something about us all that that I know that what we're doing is we're raising our consciousness. Every time we take one of these actions, we raise our consciousness. We always also raise the consciousness of the people around us. So thank you guys. Thank you so much for supporting Shiva for President. You can go to shivaforpresident.com is one of the places to go to take the next steps. So visit that website, shivaforpresident.com. Go watch shatterthesworn.com. It's the best place to start. It's a 15-minute video of how the few control the many. It's a video that took Dr. Shiva 50 years to compile all this information into a 15-minute, just absolutely brilliant video. Sign up for the Get Off the Plantation course. It was mentioned several times. It's 20 videos, very simply, to follow, listen, and learn. Get educated or be enslaved. Take the actions. This stuff is free. Get out there. It's so easy. This is one of those courses to raise your consciousness, what I just talked about. Break free of this establishment, this system that's controlling us. Get off the plantation. Who wants to be a slave? No one. All of us here tonight, we do not want to be slaves. We're not interested in slavery. We're not interested in any of that crap that they're pushing down our throats. Become and take the Warrior Scholar program and learn how to fight. This is where you'll learn how to fight effectively and become a system scientist. It's a very, very good course. It breaks down the not so obvious establishment, and these not so obvious establishment people are all ways that they use to drag us back into the herd. But guess what? It ain't going to work. Keep trying. It ain't going to work, especially with anyone on this phone call tonight. We are off the plantation and we are free, and we will continue to be free, and we're going to pull as many people as we possibly can with us. Every Thursday, we host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders. I know that I've seen all of you guys on that Thursday night meeting, and keep coming, keep showing up. You see it up on the screen there. You go to vashiva.com/orientation. And we've heard this, and Michael, thank you. In one of our Texas meetings, there was someone talking, and Michael said, hey, come to the meeting. You can meet Dr. Shiva every Thursday. You get to introduce yourself and ask him a question. You know, there's no excuses for anyone. He's right there every Thursday. There's no other candidate that's doing this, okay? No other candidate is doing this. And you can go there, meet him, introduce yourself, and get your country's card. Get your at vashiva.com/cards. This is where you can find every single language. We have Finnish, we have French, we have there's several Indian languages. I think there's Japanese, pretty much every language as you see there. And I am not going to know what any of those, definitely we have Spanish. All those other ones scrolling through there, I have no idea what they are, but someone I'm sure will, and it will be beneficial for them. So, together, we can build this movement. This is a bottoms-up movement. And what you just heard was regular, everyday working people doing the work. So get out there, be the light, take the action, get it done. Go out and keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. And let's keep fighting for a better future for ourselves, our kids, and future generations. Thank you so much, guys, for being here today.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT. revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India, to have us fighting each other while they remain safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas
hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with as a part of this movement, we're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game. And then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.